Blog Talk Radio.
Let's celebrate Jesus today. Let's celebrate the Savior. Hey, yeah, yeah. Come on, you know it.
Every praise
is to our God.
Every word of worship with one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. He
bless God.
He has chosen. He knows my father. He has God. Hallelujah.
God, my provider. You can tailor it. Because I don't know like you know. And you sure don't know like I know what he's done for me. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Glory, glory, glory. Father, hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Praise for heart in this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that you are worthy to be praised. And everything that we do and every praise, thanksgiving that we give unto you, Lord God. You're my Savior, my deliverer, my healer, my refuge. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, everybody. This is the two radio. You know they're having a little that God will do. Thank you, Jesus. If you like to call the station, 6418594, press number 1 to be connected to the studio. You tell your friends and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. The Lord, hallelujah. I listen to the songs that we program to Pastor Raymond. They do not believe you artists who sing about the original CDs and DVDs to use their song. So we want to thank you for that open door, we saw the opening of our program. Glory be to the Lord. Yeah. Today is Sunday. Mary, all of you, we celebrate Christ's birth on the traditions that people say his birth was. When we read the scriptures, the Bible says that the shepherds were tending the sheep at night and studying that the sheep that were there were special, were sacrificed. And only in Bethlehem, and only in Bethlehem do they watch the sheep. You, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. That would have been his son. Hallelujah. He was a, if you remember what they bring, a unspotted, holy unto the Lord. And so we celebrate the birth of, you know, his mother, as a man, because by Caesar Augustus, by Herod, that everyone will be censored, everyone will be numbered, and they had to go to their own town. And Joseph, being from the lineage of David, and from Solomon, so they were distant, they were married, but she was found with child because it was God's will that she would with child and delivered this child. Glory be to God. And she fought with man, and not we know her. the angel Gabriel announced to her that she will be carrying a child. She said that she didn't know how. She never was with a man. And the angel pronounced this. It was the will of God. It was the Holy Spirit that was going to overshadow her. A child. The Lord is the elders. When they to be later, and he says, not salvation, talking about this, and then for this, you know, so there was, they were waiting. Messiah was read Isaiah. They have listened, and according to the prophet Malachi, he will be born. When the angels announced this to the shepherds, they were wrapped in a little bit about out of only type of garment sense. Clothes. He was putting on, which is that Jesus Christ is King, because not only King, because he's the King of Kings, Lord, into the Lord. That was the line of the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. An area priestly. Upon him was a king, and then you know, he brought out. So Jesus Christ fulfilled all offices, king, priest, prophet. Remember the King Nebuchadnezzar, not King Nebuchadnezzar, excuse me, King Melchizedek, Salem, which is Jerusalem. He also was a priest of God, and hallelujah, he spoke for him. He spoke to people. So Jesus Christ, Father said he moved after the old Melchizedek. And if you thought in the river, it says that of God, Father, they heard the voice of my well pleased. And when he was baptized, when he was the Holy Spirit himself, glory to the Lord. You see that he, the moment there was a transfer of particular area, Melchizedek priesthood, because Jesus, God told Jesus he would be after the order of Melchizedek. And how do we know that that's true? And I believe the Holy Spirit gave us revelation. Because when you look back at Moses, he presented Aaron to the people and his sons as the high priest. And that John the Baptist, he told the Lamb of God to take the sins of the world. So here now, Jesus, Moses washed Jesus in the water. He anointed him. He went fully under the water like he, the Holy Spirit. When you look at Moses, it happened at Jesus, Spirit coming down. Point, there was a transfer of priesthood from the Levitical Aaronic to the Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is something that you need to study and ask God to give you revelation of this word. Hallelujah. And we know what Jesus did according to the scriptures, how he spoke the word of God. He prophesied and came to pass. I'll give you a quick one, and that is when the disciples were showing Jesus Christ the buildings of the temple, Jesus told them that not one stone would be unturned. So when the Romans came in 70 AD, they destroyed Jerusalem, they destroyed the temple, and they cast down all the rocks. My wife and I, we went to Jerusalem, and we have pictures of those stones that are still on the ground since then. They were awesome for the Romans. So glory be to Christ and prophet. Have a feast of the Lord that we're going to be studying today in Bible history. That you should be known as the Feast of Weeks, and you study it, and you would know. It is. If you call in at 516-418-594, you EL Tavern, of course, at this number, one you would know you are the beautiful, colorful audience. It's also known as beautiful, colorful. It talks about everything that's in there, the colors, the furnishings, what the priests wore, and everything. So this is what it talks about a little bit. The patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that point to Jesus, tabernacle, the garment or to you. Of Tabernacle Church to the Bible, and you have a great meetings, and you remember that God used to lead the Israel people with a cloud by day. So when the cloud started to move, they would take down the tent of meetings, and they will proceed following the cloud. When the cloud stopped, they will stop and rebuild the tent. The Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to pray. So, as the Feast of Weeks. Now, we know that there were seven feasts of Israel. The people, you know, feast with it in Hanukkah, which is this Feast of, and then early March, late February, the feast. If you remember, they wanted to destroy, Haman wanted to destroy Israel. The Queen Esther, she prayed, and they made a feast. So the same days that they were slated to be destroyed, it's a feast that it was celebrated for their recovery, for their salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to thank the feast of Israel. When they were saved, they would cast out lots. And those were the days that they would celebrate. And we know that Esther, through her wisdom that God gave her, even though when you read the book of Israel, of Esther, it doesn't mention God anywhere. God is in it, and you could see his fingerprint, you could see his handiwork. So Esther celebrated the recovery with being. Hamas is defending itself now because Hamas is trying to destroy it. They can't try to do a battle. But thank God that the Lord celebrated. Hallelujah. And he gave them salvation. And they celebrated by celebrating the days of Purim. So the Hanukkah and Purim are the days added to the feast. But God's seven feasts, was the first one was the Sabbath on Nisan 14, where they sacrificed the sacrifice offering. The second was the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, when they bake to the Sabbath is to the counting of the Omar. What is requirement. And then we have the fifth feast is in September the 1st or Tishri 1st. That is the Feast of Trumpets. And then 5 days later, we have the Feast of the Forgiveness of Sins. They Jewish people believe that in young the doors of the sin. The Feast of Tabernacles, God is with the Jewish people. It's also known as the tents because people go live in these remembrance of Egypt in little huts, little tents, and live to worship God. And that's in the Jewish Sukkot. To love. But today we're going to look at in a few minutes what it's called. So you can talk to your 516-418-5944. Which feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks? Have that. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. To the suit. You call the pastor 72. It is technical difficulty. Glory. But so we have to understand about the feast and give some information to help you understand. But let me give you a summary of the church first, and that is at 7 p.m. and is a mystery, something that's in the scriptures, and we, but nobody is it, or you might have skimmed over or glossed over it. It's what the scripture is saying to you, and we begin to the feast of the which feast of the Lord, sort of counting of the hallelujah, is a very very important. But two great things happen on the day. Hallelujah. Thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Today is 3 at 7 p.m. Phone number and be part and participant of the praying for several things that we enumerate. Israel have peace in because that's Psalms 16. We for less peace. We are from the news that many men dream to them, and we pray for the. So we don't want them to be this. They come up of Islamic people saying, "Yeah, we believe in Jesus, believe in the Son of Jesus Christ, the Son." We don't believe in Jesus Christ going to the cross. They don't believe that he buried, that he resurrected on the third day. They don't believe that. They believe that he was a great teacher, a great prophet before Muhammad. And we just want to praise God for that. So we pray for the Palestinian people so they don't be deceived with false information out there. Glory be to the Lord. Yeah, they believe in Jesus, but, you know, when you read Zechariah 12, 13, and 14, it talks there about the marks. It talks about Jesus when he calls all eyes on him. And for one that, like, they lost. And they, and according to and he's going to reply to the house. What marks are we talking about? Well, the marks, not the mark of the beast, like people cross. They look at the prints in his wrists, the nail prints in his feet, the puncture wound from here. The wounds on his head from the crown of thorns, but from receive those marks. And the Jesus that the Islam believe don't have these things. Right. The end days, Jesus, you want sign of Jonah going to the belly of beast. So, it's not to the belly of the being tell about him for was in the days of Lot. He gave signs of look study and that is part of the also that he people. Glory be to God. That it was Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. And of us say the Christ, but you know about Christ is the truth. The writings in the Torah. On that testament seal, the testament to reveal to lose a quickie, and that is when you go to the that's what revelation is, the revelation of Jesus and now, who are ten kids who is who have great and you know the force that's coming. It talks about it talks about the side there. So you understand how the scriptures work. To understand we're asking God to save us and he will save us. And the Bible says no one could be saved unless the Holy Spirit draws us. We pray that you are open to what the scripture says and recognize that you need a savior because you have sinned. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, we're dead in our sin. We're not alive. Come when Christ comes into our heart. That's that faith verse that every should. So you see, you go from being dead spiritually to being alive spiritually. And now your desires is for the things of heaven, for the things of God. And you and the Bible says he seals us with the Holy Spirit. They he ring, and that's the Holy Spirit ring, a marriage contract that we probably do for us. Blessing, and also have said, we need to know. Lord, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, Savior, he incarnated. He came to this earth to buy the Father for him and an obedient life. He was obedient even unto the death of the cross. Why? Because he loves you and he loves me. And he did everything that we would have. And sin, we, you know, used to be in bondage. At one time we were slaves to sin and he blinded. We was God's family. But when we got, we recognized and we repented of that, we became spiritual alive. Why would Jesus by night? He didn't want nobody to see him. That you must be born again of and of the spirit. Let me just share a little bit there is that, and that we, that's the ancestries back to Adam, ancestors that way. But Jesus said we must get of water. So of this, we were dead in our, we were alive in the flesh, but dead in our spirit. The God did not concern us. We were enemies of humans at one time. But Christ formed our minds, and we no longer. But the Bible created us from our Son, the King. So we are God. The Bible says, "On came unto his own, but his own received nice. To them he gave him the to become the believer, his name, the Lord, that no longer we are slaves to sin or Satan, oh, and tossed to and fro with all winds of strength, but we are the holy and righteous Christ. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 20, he became sin. Come the righteousness of him. Hallelujah. And for everyone listening, let me just share a little nugget in 1 Peter 4:18. If the righteous scarcely make it in, disobedient appear. So brothers and sisters, humbly in this flesh we are sinners. But God looks at us as righteous because Christ for us. So he looks at us as righteous. He calls us a holy nation to himself. Hallelujah. So there's two ways how to look at it. We don't want to look at it with humility. Yes, we know that it is good in this flesh, and flesh and sin will not end. God, Jesus said, depending on him. We are holy and righteous because of Jesus Christ. He became sin on us, but took upon him our sinful nature. That's why if you go back to history, and when the people of Israel were bitten by the serpents, Moses put up a serpent on a pole, and whoever looked on the serpent, Jesus acts. Well, when that Jesus came sin, we became righteous. He took up the sins of the world, and that's why we read that darkness came from the face of the earth. Darkness, it's like, and that's why you Jesus crying, Eli, Eli, why have you forsaken me? And at that moment, God could not look upon him on the cross. He was buried. Days later, he resurrected according to the scriptures. Glory, being victorious over death. You might say, but would he say to Nicodemus, "Be according to the Jewish tradition, their beliefs, believe that when a person receives a baptism, a young man, 13 years old, when they become a teenager, they're born again. When he marries, he's born again. That's what they believe. When a young man joins the army for a year, married or after he's married, he's born again. If a young man becomes a rabbi, a teacher, he's born again. If a young man becomes a teacher of teachers, Nicodemus, he again. That's why Nicodemus said, wait a minute, could I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? But that's not what Jesus was talking about. Jesus was talking about the Spirit of God in the water. Why the water? Because the water symbolized burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we who need to be baptized, you are baptized in the name of Christ. You are being poured into the water like if you was dead. To yourself, that to the world, and then you resurrect out of the water, Jesus Christ. And so the baptism symbolism of an outward expression transformation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's a lot of teaching there for y'all to have. So let's go back to our which feast is also known as. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know in Jewish tradition, and the Jewish people celebrate the Passover, the Father begins to, you know, to teach people gather together for dinner. The question is, why is this night different? And he begins to explain to the people why it for Israel in Egypt. And when they come, the Father breaks the bread in two. One of the pieces of the bread, he puts it into the middle holder of the sash, and he holds that for later, for after dinner. But the other half is broken. So we know that Jesus Christ, who's our sacrifice lamb, was broken for us. His body was teared to pieces. He was circumcised a second time before the cross with the whipping that he received, 39 stripes. The Bible says 40 minus 1, 39 stripes. And he received those stripes for the beatings that the Roman garrison beat Jesus with. Hallelujah. And so that other piece was broken and it was placed all over the house. And Jesus Christ became sinful for us. He became sin for us. So those pieces represent the leaven in the house. And the Father tells the child to go around and find the leaven and cleanse the house from the leaven. And the kids go around and they find the other pieces of bread. That is thrown out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The other part of the bread that was broken is called the aphikomen was in the middle part of that parchment and parts the bottom. And it signifies the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it was the Son who was sacrificed for us, Jesus Christ, to the Lord. And now the Father takes out the other. They have dinner. You know, he explains what the Passover is all about. Then he takes out the sash with the aphikomen in, and he takes the aphikomen out. He gives it to the people at the table. And that's what Jesus. He had the Lord's Supper with the disciples. He took the bread. Then he gave it to the disciple. He says, eat. Which is sacrifice for y'all. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same light, Father break people on the table and they eat of that bread. And to them, to the, of the manna from heaven. But Jesus Christ is the true manna from heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says that the priest takes up the cup, and this is the cup of and this is the third cup. This is the cup of redemption. Jesus Christ, is the Bible says that at the end of dinner, picked up the cup of and he blessed it, and he prayed over it. And same thing with the bread. He prayed over it. He said, Father, King of the universe, thank you for that you blessed this bread that's taken from the earth. And then he takes the wine and he says, King, thank you, Father, King of the universe, bless this, was taken from the fruit of the tree. And he gave the cup to his disciples. And he says, I'll not drink in you. Try to drink new in my the wine, and it signified drinking of his blood. And remember one thing, according to Leviticus, senses you so drink it or touch it. But this here in Jesus Christ, his blood is pure. So the type of the wine was a type of the blood. Thank you, Jesus. And you drink it and purification takes place. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So Nicodemus had to be born again. They celebrated the Passover of the Lamb. And after the Lamb, after the burial of on the first day after the Sabbath, hallelujah, they take it, the Afikomen out. They have the feast day. Remember, those feast days lasted for 10 days. It depends. 5 days. It all depends on that. So what happened in Israel when that Sunday, the first day after we came, when Mary came with the other Marys to the tomb to get the body of Christ, and he found the stone rolled away already, and Jesus Christ resurrected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you look deeper, we see that the men, the Roman soldiers, they fell down as dead. He's resurrected. And that's what they told the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they got paid to tell a lie. Their disciples came and stole the body away. Because if a soldier was found to be asleep, he would be killed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when Mary came and the other Marys came to the tomb, Jesus had resurrected already. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He resurrected already. He is the first fruits of the dead. Glory be. So the first day of the week on that, the Sabbath Jewish tradition, is the third feast, the Feast of Omer, the feast. Hallelujah. And what they do, they count the Omer. The high priest goes out to the field, counts a ripe barley, and he gathers it. He brings it, and the high priest, that they bake it, they make a bread, and it's a wave offering unto the Lord. And sure enough, there's no leaven there. And Jesus Christ, there was no leaven there when he resurrected. He was victorious over sin. He was victorious over death. And so the Jewish people celebrate the counting of the Omer. And according to the scriptures, they Omer, and they have to count a couple of Saturdays before they get to the next feast. Glory be. Hallelujah. So the counting of the Omer on the first fruits, Feast of the First Fruits, is that Sunday after the Sabbath, that would typify the resurrection of the Lord, the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The day of the Lord's day. So this was the Lord's day. Hallelujah. Because the day of the Lord is, we find it in Revelations. And it talks about the wrath that's coming upon this earth, which day, the counting of the Omer, or the first fruits. Glory be to the Lord. and it was, which feast was also called, known as the Feast of the Weeks. It's 50 days after the counting of the Omer. 50 days after the counting of the Omer. And I'll show you when we go to Leviticus chapter 23. And it says here, in beginning at verse 15, it says, "And you shall count from the moral Sabbath," which is just the first day of the week is Sunday, right? Sabbath. The moral means tomorrow, after the afterwards, or tomorrow, which is Sunday. "From the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering," the counting of the Omer is also known as the wave offering, "seven Sabbaths shall be completed." So they have to, and we know a days, times in days. But let's look what the scripture says. "Tomorrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord." Hallelujah. Feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks. Could also be the Feast of the New Meat. But that's another name that we could deduct from scriptures. Right? So how do you Well, it tells you right here. You first got to count seven Sabbaths. That is 49 days. And then it says, "From unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath." The morrow after the seventh. So if you have seven times seven is 49, plus the next day, which is the first day of Omer, or this 50th day, it says, "You shall remember 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord." So we see that this Feast of Weeks, or this also known as the Feast of Weeks, is also known as a wave offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to remember that it's also known as the Feast of Weeks. So which day of the week is, which feast of the also known as the day of the feast. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We got 5 minutes to go. And you could call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio if you have the answer to the question. Which feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks? Glory be to the Lord. Number 2, this feast is also known as Shavuot in the Jewish language. Is the next feast of God. Be to the Lord. Oh, Shavuot. S-H-A-V-O-T. So this Feast of Weeks is also known as the Feast of Shavuot. It's 50 days after the counting of the Omer. Seven Sabbaths, it says here, and you, we're going to read again. Oh, verse 15. It says, "And you shall count unto you from after the Sabbath," or the Sabbath, the resurrection day, or the under the Omer. It says, "That day you brought the sheaf of seven Sabbaths shall be completed." That's 49 days. Seven times is 49 days because of a Sabbath. Week is 7 days. So understand, 7 times 7 is 49. Then it goes on to say, "Even unto tomorrow," the day after, "shall, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord." So we see you got 49, and then the day after the Sabbath, after the seventh Sabbath, you added, that makes 50 days. And we see how 50 days is very, very deep. Glory be to God. That's another study in itself. But this feast is 50 days after the resurrection. Glory be to the Lord. And you should know about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Then portion of this thing that we want to number, and we see that we have to go to Acts chapter 2. We're going to read something very, very, very important. If you didn't receive from the other scriptures the revelation of what, this one should be quite easy. It says, it occurred when it was fully come. It occurred when it was fully come. Shavuot, 50 days after the old counting of all the gaps. The rest, something happened. So the word of God says here in Acts chapter 2, and when the day was fully come, they were all one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, and it filled all the house where they were. And there appeared a cloven tongue like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when the day was fully come, know that the day was fully come as 50 days, because it tells us in Leviticus 23:15, that we have to count 7 Sabbaths. And then in 16, it says that the morrow after the Sabbath. So we got 49 days. 7 times 7 is 49. But the one day makes 50 days. Glory be to the Lord. And so we'll be back next week for today. And we're going to celebrate. And we're going to go into Matthew 24:30. And the question is, why would all the nations mourn? That'll take us to also. So may the Lord richly bless you. When you come back, I expect you on Tuesday at 7 o'clock for intercessory prayer. And then Thursday we have Bible study at 5 o'clock. May the Lord richly bless you and keep you until we meet again. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos on the way here on Blog. You call me direct, 772-626-3178. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.